I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The Japanese koto, a lengthy traditional stringed instrument in the family of zithers, a category of instruments whose strings are the same length as its soundboard, was invested with 13 strings and movable bridges that appeared in the Japanese court during the 8th century. It remains quite popular today. The koto, initially used for court music that came to be played by Buddhist monks, was eventually welcomed by the general public. The body made of paulownia wood, roughly 75 inches long, was historically negotiated by a traditional regaled kneeling or seated player on the floor. In modern times, most concerts feature the instrument perched on a stand so the performer can sit on a chair. To play the koto, one plucks the strings with the thumb, and the first two fingers of the right hand fit it with ivory plectrums. In traditional usage after the 16th century, the left hand alters each string's pitch and timbre by pressing or manipulating the lines that cross the instrument's bridges. And depending on the genre of the music being played, one can even hear various applications of the five-note pentatonic scale. More recent composers have incorporated the koto into thoroughly composed orchestral works, works that introduce the world to Japan's national instrument that has existed from the earliest periods of Japanese musical history to the present day, where it has found a home in ensembles, chamber groups, and as a solo instrument. With an ever-expanding repertoire, the koto sound is still linked to ancient performance practices that remain celebrated symbols of Japanese culture and identity. Commonly played as a form of entertainment in the imperial courts, ethnomusicologists today hold that the koto was born around the 5th to 3rd century BC in China, with only 5 strings, that over time increased to 12 strings and then to 13 before it was introduced to Japan during the Nara period, the epoch of Japanese history, 710 to 794, when ties between the two countries thrived. In modernity, the vibrancy, historical importance, and popularity of Japan's traditional attachment to the koto remains rich and varied. And though many genres were imported from China well past 1,000 years ago, Japan added its signature to those styles as artists began to create their distinctive stylizations, adapted to please local and international audiences who remain keenly connected to the koto and her equally essential cousins, the lute-like shamisen and the shakuhachi bamboo flute, with whom she occasionally shares the stage. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.